Tonight, we will recap the first week of Big Brother Season 20, including our thoughts on the cast, winner of the first HOH competition, strategies, alliances, controversy, and more. But first, let's meet our hosts, Adam Burns and Big Fatty. Hi there. I would be Adam, and I'm by that shrill voice that I'm joined by.
Hi, Big Fatty.
It's Big Fatty,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's Adam before we go any further. First of all, Big Fatty is just going to be Big Fatty, okay?
Yeah.
So I will be saying inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Okay, and there will be spoilers.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's say this.
No. I am not going to hold my tongue. They're going to be spoilers.
Oh, no, that's okay. Fine. Well, you going to spoil me as well?
Yeah, I might.
I mean, are you going to say stuff that, like, was on the... Well, no, because you don't pay... So, first of all, let's just tell everyone what this podcast is. So, this
all right,
is...
Why don't we... But, all right, I tell you, we'll talk about spoilers and all, but first...
But first, let's tell you what you're listening to.
Right.
So this is a Big Brother recap podcast called But First. And as we all know, the reason we actually, that was your idea for the name.
By the way, there was a previous But First Big Brother podcast.
Oh, was there?
Yes, but it did. It, the last time it did a show was 2000. Butted out, so to speak.
Well, I won't say that I did an exhaustive search, but I did do a search on Pocket Cast, which is the, I should have looked in iTunes actually, but I looked in my podcast, my app on my phone, and I didn't see anything with the name But First. So, but I should have looked in iTunes. Anyway, you know what? We stole it then, you know? If you're listening to us and you used to listen to the other But First, I apologize.
And the domain But First podcast was not taken, but it is now.
It is now. Yeah, we have a website, buttfirstpodcast.com.
And that's but with one T.
With one T, right?
Because you know this is from a gay standpoint. Because you know. Maybe we'll just change it to BUTT first.
You know, so I have a little group me with some of my friends, some of my podcasting friends.
Wait, you have friends? Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I have a few, and I don't know, maybe they wouldn't call me friends. I don't know, but GroupMe is an app. It's a messaging app that, you know, it doesn't matter. So I have some friends in a group message. And I was showing them the art that I created and all that. And one of them did make the comment. Actually, I believe it was Smokin' Hot Joe made the comment that if I added the extra T, not only could it be a Big Brother recap, but it could be a porno recap as well, or a porn recap.
That would be an excellent idea. And leave it to Smokin' Hot Joe to come up with that. So, and y'all, we'll be talking about people that you'll have no idea who the fuck they are.
Yeah. And so,
and by the way, this will have an explicit tag on it.
Yes, it will. So if you just downloaded this because you wanted a Big Brother recap, we will, as Fatty said, we will let you know, we are both gay gentlemen. And Fatty has a foul mouth, and so, you know, we could say anything. It is from a gay perspective, so if you don't like gay people,
well, here's
or anything and like that.
I will probably say things inappropriate, like the midget guy on the show. You know, you're probably not supposed to say midget anymore.
That's not politically correct. Well, is
right,
he really?
But he's, you know.
Is that what he is, though? Just, I mean, is he,
well,
like,
I
have they ever
know,
said?
But that's just what I'm saying. But I don't mean that. I don't mean that ugly. But that's just, I didn't say he was a munchkin. But anyway, but he is kind of a little munchkin.
I mean, he doesn't.
Pocket, he is the epitome pocket gay. And y'all, we're talking about JC.
JC, yeah. He doesn't run around singing, you know, we're all wannabe in the lollipop
no,
guild
because
or
Big
whatever.
Brother
like,
would say, please stop singing.
Right. So let's talk right, about, let's run through the cast.
Wait, before we get to
but
that.
But first.
But first, Adam, do you consider yourself a, they're always saying, oh, I'm a super fan, Big Brother super fan and all this kind of, well, what kind of Big Brother fan are you?
I would not call myself a super fan because I haven't watched every single season, first of all.
Okay.
And I've in the past been a casual watcher. Okay. I would say in the past 3 or 4 years, I have been a pretty avid watcher, meaning I've seen every single episode and Mark, who is my partner, my boyfriend, partner, whatever you want to call him. He told me I should do a podcast because every single episode I pause the TV after every 5 minutes to comment about something that someone does or says or whatever. And he says, if you had a podcast about it, you could just comment about that stuff. So, I wouldn't say, I love the show and I watch every episode and I'm becoming more and more of a super fan. But I kind of gradually got into that. So I wouldn't put myself quite there. What about you?
Have you ever subscribed to the live feeds?
I do have CBS All Access.
Okay.
So I have occasionally gone into the live feeds. I did not subscribe specifically for that. My problem with the live feeds is I really like the edited show, but when you start going into the live stuff, it's actually a lot more boring. I mean, they're just kind of sitting around.
Oh my God, it is twiddling their boring.
I mean,
Or as JC called it, what was JC trying to call it tonight on the show?
It was Yatus. Yatus.
Yatus.
Yatus. Yeah.
Right. Tyler finally figured out that he was saying hiatus.
Hiatus, yeah.
when nothing was going on. Yatus. But maybe that should be the name of the show, is Yatus.
Yatus, yeah.
But
it's boring anyway. I tried.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Do you watch Big Brother After Dark on Pop?
I have watched it, and I probably will watch it since we're doing this show. But it's fairly boring as well.
Well, that's because they take 3 days of activity and shove it into an hour, okay?
Also, a lot of that After Dark stuff, they're muffled. They're whispering to each other and you have to kind of put your hearing aid in because you don't know exactly what they're saying. Like when they do the edited show, not you, I mean a person. So also that is you're trying to sit there and, decipher what they're saying, and they're trying to get their lips away from the camera so you can't read their lips. They're trying to strategize and stuff like that. But
let's just be honest. The only reason you look at the live feeds is to try to catch one of the guys naked.
It is. And you can do? You know what you can do for that is there are people out there who do that already. Uh-huh. And usually you can find links to video compilations of that sort of thing.
And have you seen any revealing video from this season yet?
Not of this season, because I literally have been... Have you?
What? No, I don't know. I'm asking you the questions right now.
Well, you can tell me, and then I can go look at them.
I have not. But
I'll be Googling after.
By the way, any of you who are in the chat room, by the way, y'all, we're doing this live on pride48.com and we have a live chat room. And if any of you have seen any of those pictures, feel free to post those in the chat room. I can't tell you how to do it. But anyway, do we have an email address, Adam?
We do not have an email address yet. But if you go over to the website, by the time this is released, there will be a contact form there.
Okay.
So you can fill out the contact form and that'll go to us.
And you can send the pictures of the naked men we don't really want to see the naked women.
Well, both of our email addresses are on the About Us page. So you could email each one of us individually. I don't know. Do we want a show email address or do we?
Probably not. Probably not.
Okay, can I just tell everybody? I mean, it was my idea to do a podcast. I'm not complaining. But let me just tell you, in 24 hours, I created album art from scratch.
Wait a minute. Before we go any
but first,
Alex Lefebvre Music has just come into the chat room, and I need him to get in touch with Big Fatty. Send me an e-letter because I want someone to create. He's the one that created the piano music for Catching Up. Music. And Alex, I'm sorry, this has nothing to do with Big Brother, but I want you to create a piano version of the old Pat Sajak show for me. And I had no idea how to get in touch with you. And I'll send you a clip of what I want you to do. And
he's on Twitter.
Would be a love. I don't know what that. Anyway,
you're on Twitter. So, we tweet to each other. We do.
But Alex, thank you so much for coming in here tonight. And you've already gotten a mission. You know, I had Dells in Dallas that recreated the 1980 census music for me. And he's just kind of gone off the deep end. But anyway, I shouldn't say he's gone off the deep end. But anyway, he says, hi, guys. Hi, Alex. All right. So not necessarily, but you enjoy it. So the music that you played Alex says he'll do it. OK. And Archer, and don't tell him to charge me. He's doing it out of the love for the elderly. Archer, you and I are both on fixed incomes. What am I trying to say?
You were saying the music that was played at the beginning, maybe?
The music for this show. Did anyone recognize the music for this show? Oh, Alex, is anything for a Charleston? Alex, do you listen to the BFO?
We wait for the delay.
I'm watching Adam on the Google Hangouts, and it's like watching a Japanese movie because his voice comes across anyway.
Well, I thought the laptop
now you're live. Okay. What was I saying?
The theme music. Does anyone recognize?
He's heard of my show. No, he has heard my show. Well, thank you, Alex. That's lovely.
The theme music that we played at the beginning.
The theme music for this show was the theme music from the very first season of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I just watched some clips of season one. By the way, do you know who won season one?
I do not. No.
Okay, maybe Alex can give us a version of this for our music for this show.
He could. I'm sure that he could. Who won?
Anyone in the chat room? Archer, how dare you? Is this a podcast about Big Brother? Archer, all right, Archer super fan. Who won the first season of Big Brother? Tell us. While we're waiting on Archer to respond to this, and don't Google it. I went back and it was not Dr. Mike. It was, and there was no one named Dr. Mike anyway. So. You're confusing Mike Boogie and Dr. Will. So if the first season was Eddie, and he was the guy who had lost one of his legs to cancer. But the first season, they had chickens that they had to take care of, which is how Chicken George, who was in the audience The night that this season they had folks from all the previous seasons in the audience. The night the folks went into the house, and Chicken George represented season number one. But they had to grow vegetables and everything, and they had to take care of the chickens and all this kind of stuff. And they had a dog. They had little pugs, and I don't remember if it was a reward or a punishment or something, but the house got to choose a dog, and there were like 50 of these little pugs that came into the house, but one of them was missing a leg, so the house chose that dog, and they got to have a dog in the house that first year. So anyway, just a little bit of
I would have been five years old in that first season. So you know, I wasn't old enough to watch Big Brother.
Now this is the 20th season, but it is not the 20th year of Big Brother, because they've had they had one season that was on during the winter time, but it wasn't successful because everybody wore coats and everything. It real good. It came on at the same time that Celebrity Big Brother came on this year, but there was no skin. So they've decided against that. And that's when they decided to do the Celebrity Big Brother then, because you don't really want to see those folks anyway. Julie Chen was the host of the first season, but there was a man that co-hosted it with her that first season also. So
wow, that's
anyway.
You are, well, all right, you know, you are retired now, so you had time. You probably had time to go back and watch all 19 previous seasons.
No, I didn't. But when I went looking for music before Alex Lefebvre, and Alex, I know I'm saying your name wrong, but before he recreates that music for us, I found that, and that's the only season that music was used. But anyway, so let's talk about this season.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this
season. So I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on the cast. So we'll go over them. So we had Steve.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me ask one last thing about Superfan. Do you have a Big Brother app? Oh Lord. Is that a no?
I will have an app.
Okay. Well, I have the which app do I have? I have what's it called? It's called Pocket BB is what I use, and it's pretty good. I've used it for many years, and it has pictures of all the cast, and they do status updates. And on the front page, it shows who's the HOH and who has the different powers and who's up for eviction and all that kind of stuff. But then there are these folks that watch, like you say, that watch the feeds all day long, and they're posting updates. Different folks are posting updates. Like for instance, right now it says JC believes that circumcision is one of the best things you can do for your baby. Who knew? And
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. And JC shares that he had a circumcision just 2 years ago, but he's gotten backlash from certain organizations. All right, but it also has pictures of the cast, which is my cheat sheet.
Does it look like this?
Well, it's yeah, but well,
you're on an iPhone, right?
I'm on an iPhone. Mine looks like this because there was a update to it.
Okay. Well, I've got the lowly Android version, so it may be different.
Ooh, sorry about that. But anyway, let's just touch base quickly of the women, because to me, this year they're all the same except for that. There's two crazy. There's two crazy women. Well, there's three women that stand out to me.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is Rainbow Woman. What
are you talking about?
Herself?
Rockstar?
Rockstar, not yeah. Rainbow. Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Who's just batshit crazy. And you know, these are just my opinions. And then there's Caitlin, who is
so yeah, Caitlin. Know, who is, Caitlin
who is
can
seeing
tell
the auras.
She can read auras. Like she and, told Sam okay. that she knew her
which,
power because she could read her aura. But,
well, and the reason she knew her power is because Tyler told her. But oh no, and I love Sam. I thought
she's
that,
a welder.
I love her. The name of the app is called Pocket BB. Sam, she's real country, and I like that. And she's I really like her. But and she was the robot the first couple of weeks. And then Casey, who was the rainbow girl that had that spinning thing on her that looked like a butterfly. Yeah.
Do you think, is she a lesbian?
Yes, she's a lesbian. So
Mark says that, she also is Filipino, he thinks.
There's probably a medicated salve for that. But anyway, Haley and Bailey and Caitlin, no, and... and Angela and Rachel, they're just I got nothing.
Well,
I got
can I
nothing?
Can I? I want to make one. I want to make one sort of and see if you agree with me.
Okay.
The thing about Big Brother, the thing about Big Brother that does.
By the way, I belch a lot too. If you've never listened to my show.
BigFattyOnline.com is his personal journal.
But first,
podcast.
Adam has an observation.
I have always thought about Big Brother that it's a little bit like junior high school where you have all these cliques.
Yes.
And you have the pretty people, you know, that are popular and whatever. You have like the jocks, you have, you know, whatever. And some of those people can just float by based on like either popularity and or looks. Which always just bugs the hell out of me because I'm like, you have no strategy at all, but you're just floating on by because everybody likes to look at your big breasts or your abs or, you know, whatever it is.
You know,
and it just bugs the hell out of me. I'm like, oh my God, come on. Don't just let those guys float by or girls float by because, and that's kind of the thing about the girls that you just mentioned. I haven't seen not so much the crazy ones, you know, that you're saying are crazy. I'm just going to say, you know, I did not say that. If any of them are listening to this, you know, after the fact.
No, they can't.
No, I know. After the fact, you know, later.
Okay. All right.
But the ones that you just mentioned, Haley and Angela.
Haley and Bailey. And Angela and what was the other one? Rachel. And Rachel got the poop app in the app store.
I haven't seen any. I know we're only in week two, but I haven't seen. They just are floating already. I mean, they're just kind of.
Oh, I know.
You know, a couple of them are like already trying to do the whole showmance thing because you've
well,
got.
Well, the only reason you know Bailey is because she's in bed with Swaggy C. So, anyway.
Yeah. And right. So, and then, of course, I haven't seen a whole lot of strategy out of any of the girls. And, you know, Sam, I felt really bad for her.
Oh, yeah.
Because the robot thing. I mean,
yes.
I don't know how often she was in person in front of people, but if you're just a computer screen rolling around, you can't build relationships with anybody.
Alex Lefebvre says, really, Adam? Ross Matthews and Marissa Jarrett Winokur won because of their abs?
No, but I mean, no, I'm not saying, okay.
Well, celebrity is different.
Celebrity is different, first of all. And I'm not saying that the winner at the end is always that way. But I'm saying this beginning, I would say half of the game, like the first half of the game, you have a lot of floating going on based on,
you know. The men that are floating are Winston and Brett and Faisal and JC. And Steve was floating also. And Scotty's floating. Actually, the only men that are doing anything are Tyler Swaggy C.
I don't like.
In my opinion,
I don't like Swaggy. Yeah, I agree. I think first of all, just on a side note, about JC, I think he's adorable. I think he's very sexy.
We had we had this conversation when we went out to the gay bar on Saturday night. Everybody at the table is like, oh, my God, I think he's the cutest thing. And it's just, oh, I would just, oh. And the day that Faisal said, come over here and cuddle up against me like a little puppy dog. And I'm sure JC got a B-O-N-E-R. But anyway, because Faisal's kind of hot.
Yeah. So I think he's adorable. I once had sex with a shorter gentleman. So maybe I have a thing for short guys. I don't know. I don't know if he was the same. He was is it called a dwarf? Is that a correct word
for it? I said up front, I don't know what Faisal. Faisal is not necessarily my type either, Archer, but he says it's little person.
Oh, little person. I've had sex with a little person before. Anyway,
but Faisal is just kind of big, and I kind of like that Middle Eastern look also. So anyway, all right, so let's talk about did you want to say anything else about the women? But first, did you want to say anything about the women?
No, I'm done. I'm pretty much done with it. I mean, really, not many of them have done anything. I think that Caitlin is just kind of woo woo, and I think Tyler is manipulating her to do whatever he wants, really. And you know, maybe she'll make a big move this next week.
If she does that, then I will give her credit if she goes through with what she's saying she's going to do.
But it was Tyler's idea, or at least that's what it looked like from the. I mean, he's the one that wanted to. But
I got you.
Anyway, we'll see.
Right, let's talk about the Menzes, if you will, then.
So. You know, this is totally, again, irrelevant to the game. But, you know, I like Tyler, okay. But he had a bloody chin, like, the whole first, like, week and a half. And I'm like, can't you, like, wash the blood off before the... I mean, can't you... Why is his chin bleeding so much, first of all?
I don't remember seeing that.
Was he in some kind of... Oh, yeah, he had... It looked like he had some kind of, like... I don't know, some disease on his chin, like the first week. It looks better now. I mean, maybe they, you know, maybe he's medicated it or something like that. But
maybe one of the, yes, what was that bloody chin? Okay. I wasn't looking at his chin. You know, he is from Hilton Head, South Carolina, which is just an hour from Charleston. So
he seems like a nice guy. I think he's cute. He looks a little like Carrot Top and Carrot Top's younger and younger.
Hair.
Yeah. Okay. His hair, like a blonde Carrot Top. And I do think he is playing. Now the question will be, is he currently overplaying right now?
Okay. So by playing, you mean you think he's playing the game, putting on a show.
No, he's really playing the game hard right now.
Okay. Sorry, I got an ad. I hit something.
I thought that was your playing the game sound effect. Okay, he's playing. Here's the playing the game sound effect.
All right, here's what I think of Tyler. He is my early pick to do well. Okay. And a lot of it is because he's an hour short of you know, an hour south of Charleston. So he's the hometown boy.
Right.
But he's, I don't know if he's the the kind of stupid surfer dude kind of thing. Cause sometimes he comes across as, I don't know what he did. But he seems to be playing, he seems to be playing well. So he's watched the show.
He does. I do agree. He wishy-washes back and forth between how many brain cells do you have, and he seems to be really strategizing and being smart in some areas of gameplay.
Right.
But he does. I would imagine in the house he comes across is very kind of not intellectual.
Okay. Now, what do you think of Brett and Winston, the bros?
Well, in life, I don't like those type of guys. You know, those bro-y type of guys. I'm really not, I haven't seen, Brett was very, he's always talking about how he's a cybersecurity person and how smart he is, but he's going to play it off and let no one know, that he's as smart as he is. And all of that. And I really haven't seen him make any moves at all. I haven't seen either one of them.
Those two are floating more than that rubber duck in the pool. Okay. They're hot. Don't get me wrong. They're both hot. But their little bro click is, it just makes me roll my eyes. It makes them unattractive to me, except for they're very attractive.
Right. But yeah. I think
Brett is more, let me tell you how beautiful I am than, Alex Lefebvre says, how dare you insult that rubber duck? But Brett.
They're floating, and I don't like bro-y dudes. So, my prediction is they will make it, unless Winston gets voted off in this next eviction just as collateral damage. I think that they'll make it, maybe midway or further would be my guess, because those types of guys usually make it far without having to try very much.
Okay. All right. We've talked about JC. Anything else you want to say about him?
I mean, I wish he wouldn't be a floater, because I really think he is floating, and I'm ready for a gay house guest to actually strategize, other than Celebrity Big Brother, which Ross Matthews should have won.
Right.
But I mean, in a normal season of Big Brother, I'm tired of having the gay one just be the token gay and not being a good player. And so far, he just seems to be not. Maybe he is strategizing and we're just not seeing it, but I haven't seen much gameplay out of him.
Okay. And all right. What do you think of Faisal?
I think he is playing. I think he is playing the game. I don't think he should be trying to have a showmance. Is the thing that I think he's doing that's wrong. So he's all into Haley, right? Uh-huh. And I think that's a mistake, because I think the showmance is always get you evicted.
Uh-huh. Especially but, when Caitlin is into him and.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and she's going to cut a bitch. I mean, you can just see that in her, that she has a little bit of crazy in there. And, she gets the wrong aura from you and.
Right.
Yeah. But so I think he's playing more than the other three we just mentioned, for sure. I just think it's a mistake to have a showmance.
Steve was the first person voted off. He was the oldest person in the house.
That's why.
Is that why?
Yeah. I mean, I think, in my opinion, of Survivor, Big Brother, all of those shows where it's kind of a popularity click sort of thing, if you're not like the others, which one of these is not like the others, are the easiest votes. So the older ones are always an easier vote. The gay contestants are always an easier vote. The ones that are maybe a little weird or out there or not quite as attractive or easier votes. So my opinion is it wasn't late enough in the game for us to say he really got voted out because of mistakes that he made.
I think he made a huge mistake in associating with Swaggy C. But anyway. All right. Now, Speaking of the weird one, Scotty.
You know, there was that dude that won it.
Right.
That year. What was his name? It was like three seasons ago.
Yes. Yes. And I don't remember, because there was a weird one like that that won Survivor also, and I can't remember. But yes, but Scotty, you know, Scotty, Archer's saying, yes, he was autistic. Okay. I don't think Scotty's autistic. but for Scotty, for him to come in and his claim to fame is he's never been kissed by a girl.
And then he runs.
I mean, and right. Well, and
first episode.
Scotty is one of those that I'm not sure that Scotty hasn't got a little gay in him also. I get a little gay vibe from him.
He certainly didn't act like he wanted to be kissed by a girl. Because what's her name? I'm looking at the little app now. It was Rachel that was chasing him around the house that first night when he said, I think it was Rachel that was chasing him around the house and he was running and, no, you know, I don't want to be kissed or whatever.
Yeah, if he had to fall into a pigeonhole, he would be the nerdy one.
Oh, yeah, for sure he is the nerdy one.
All right, so we're down to Swaggy C.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh, my God. First of all, okay, anybody that names themselves Swaggy C.
I mean, I can't imagine anyone coming up with a false name and not using their real name to do like a podcast or to be on Big Brother or anything like that.
No. Come on. His real name is Chris. It's not like he's doing it like a podcaster does for anonymity. It's which by the way, Sam couldn't say in tonight's episode.
Poor Sam.
He even has had shirts. And the first two or three episodes, every shirt that he wore.
I can't imagine anyone having shirts made up like with a false name on them for people to.
Big Fanny, don't you have shirts?
But anyway, so first of all, full of himself.
Okay.
Second of all, he thinks he's all like in control and like controlling the game right now. And really, he's not.
My favorite thing with Swaggy C so far was his reaction when Julie said, by a vote of 7-6, Steve, you're evicted from the Big Brother house. And he kind of went, you know.
Yeah, then immediately.
His jaw hit the floor.
And immediately he's running around trying to have meetings with folks. And, you know, and then the boys with Swaggy and Scotty, and I can't remember who else was in there, but they were in what's the room called where they have the snacks? The
storage room?
Yeah, the storage room or whatever, and they always go in there. They were in there, and that was like kind of at the beginning of tonight's episode, and they were having that meeting, and then Winston comes in and says, oh, you know, it's not a good idea to be having a meeting right after the eviction or whatever. And then he throws a bit. Yeah. So he's full of himself. And I hope he gets backdoored. I mean, right. I hope he does. But
so go ahead.
The people that I hate in reality games are usually the ones that win. I hated, this is not Big Brother related.
I'm sorry. I've got an ad again.
But I hated Tony on Survivor. Hated him. He won.
I know.
There was somebody else. I can't remember. But it seems like everybody I hate either makes it really far or they win.
Russell Hand.
And it just drives me nuts that they win.
All right.
But anyway, so I don't. So, what do you think of? What do you think of? Because you haven't given your opinion.
Swaggy is when he walks in and puts his hand on the Big Brother app screen, and it says access denied. I was in my house and I went yes. I was so
afraid that he was going to get it.
He was going to get it too. But when he didn't get it, I was happy. And then he's like, what more have I got to do? You know, I'm doing this. I mean, he's trying too hard.
He's like,
you know,
I'm Swaggy C. I deserve it. Yes. So I hope he gets backdoored. I don't know. Because those are always precarious when you're trying to backdoor people. And I think that Caitlin is not necessarily, I mean, I don't want to pass judgment on people, but I don't know that she's smart enough to pull it off. And she,
I think she's got an evil streak in her. You know, a lot of what we see is production. So production,
true,
you know, people are like, I don't know how I'm being portrayed by production. And true. So, and by the way, that's one of my favorite parts of watching the live feeds is production yelling at them, please stop singing. You know, I mean, production yells at them constantly.
Is that because
you
of like
not
copyright?
Allowed to talk about production, you know,
is that because of copyright that they can't sing?
Yes, and they'll say, you're not allowed to talk about your diary room sessions with other house guests. And production, I love production. That's the only reason I like to watch the live feeds. So, anyway.
Well, they all...
does it all the time, and he's just... And they're just like, ugh. All right, are you ready for a spoiler?
I'm ready for a spoiler.
Guess who wins the power of veto? Okay, so we got Scotty and Winston on the block. We all know that.
Yeah.
We know Tyler has won the cloud power, and Sam has the extra life power.
Correct.
Okay. Guess who wins power of veto?
Well, I don't know who they, I don't know who, because I have not been watching the live feeds, so, or reading ahead, so I don't know who was selected to play in the veto competition.
Okay.
So I only know the two that were nominated so far. Was it one of the two that were nominated?
No.
No. Okay. So then I'm going to be like just way out there. So I would say that Scotty would probably have chosen, I don't know. I don't know who his allies are, but he probably would have chosen like maybe Faisal or something to play for him. And then Winston would have chosen Brett, I would think, to play for him. And then Caitlin... I'm just going to say, did Faisal win Power of Veto?
Nope.
No. Okay.
All right. It was Tyler.
Tyler. Okay.
So Tyler, see, this makes it very interesting. This makes it very interesting because, you know, Tyler.
So who
and
chose
Caitlin
Tyler?
Are working
did Caitlin huh? choose? Who chose Tyler?
Well, no. Sometimes it's just, it's not, it, you don't get house
oh, that's right, that's
choice
right.
every
that's
time.
Right. It you just pull it out. Well, but so who selected okay. him? Does it say who selected him? Doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter. They could have just picked Tyler's name out of the bag.
Right.
Okay. So he has won power of veto, but he's working with Caitlin, and Caitlin says she wants to backdoor Swaggy C.
Yep.
So this everything has fallen into place.
That's good, actually, because Tyler also wants Swaggy C to go.
Well, right. And I think Archer says he thinks he'll use it, and I think he will, too. But Caitlin's got to show her cards up front. Okay. And you're right, Archer. That will make Wednesday's show very good.
And just to get out the alliances that we have. So we have the Faust.
I don't know what that other one is.
I don't know. Who's in that one? So who's in that one? It was Caitlin. All right.
Who's in that one is, oh God, I've got the ad again. Okay. I really should buy the non-ad version of this so I don't have these. See, I don't know. Well, it's Swaggy C and Faisal and Caitlin and
Rockstar is in there.
And Bailey and Rockstar and Scotty and Steve. Okay. And then Caitlin flipped.
But they don't know that. Well, they didn't know that as of tonight's episode.
Right.
They didn't know that.
And I guess Angela. Oh, and I guess Haley would be in that one also because she's with Faisal. And then I guess it's Angela and Brett and JC.
JC's not in an alliance.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Okay. And Winston. And well, but he voted with them.
He did vote with them, but he was not when they originally created the alliance. Right, he was not there.
Right. Well, who were the six then? It was Angela and Brett
and Winston
and Winston
and Rachel
and Rachel
and
Tyler.
Tyler is in there. Yeah.
JC had to have.
Oh, Casey. Been, oh, Casey, and Casey is the other one. So that's
Casey
six.
Is the other one. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and then the other one, I thought they only had five originally, but I think Scotty and Steve may have joined them later or something. Because I think when
that may be true.
And
that
Haley as true. Well, because I think they only had five in the room when they were trying to come up with a name. And then they came up with that horrible.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right. And you're right. And now JC and Sam have kind of aligned with the six, level six. So anyway, but all right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about with all of that?
No, I'll just, the only thing I was about to say is I think between the powers that have been given so far, I think Sam's is obviously the most powerful because she can use that after the fact. I think that's a really good power. But
the power is a chance to come back.
So is it? It's not just automatic. You don't. Okay. Okay. So I took that to mean automatic.
No, it said a chance to come back.
The one that Tyler got, the cloud thing, it's just like an immunity idol on Survivor because you have to know beforehand or you have to sense beforehand that they're going to put you up.
Right.
And then you have to use it. And that means you could use it in a week when really you were not the target at all and you could just waste it.
Right. But you've got 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good part of that one.
So.
Nope, that's all I had.
Well, what do you think of the App Store?
I mean, it's a creative. I don't have a problem with it. It's just they have done similar things where people get different powers whatever. And this is just a new way for them to present that. And it fits in with their whole technology theme for this season. I don't hate it. I mean, I think it's fine.
I loved the Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were, I was like, oh my God, they're going to give him real pork and he's Muslim or whatever.
Right.
And he can't eat pork.
Because you would think, oh, well, you know, here he is, big football player. He can eat all the time, you know. And it's like,
But, and it wasn't even good. It was like nasty Amazon. Looking. It was nasty looking, you know.
It was very nasty. Well, vegetarian ham just sounds vile.
I mean, what is that got to be? Like some soy something or tofu?
But it's vile. And I'm not quite sure what Rachel's is all about. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. So, but it's only for 24 hours. So,
Yeah, somebody yells about her gameplay or something. Somebody comes across the loudspeaker and just, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean,
I thought she was going to have to yell.
I'm anxious to see what that means.
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I'm good. I'm good with it, and I you know, it's got to be stressful for them though, because you can't really tell by the name of the app exactly what it's going to be. So you're right. Just like Cloud,
right?
I wouldn't have chosen that one. I would have chosen like Reload or Rewind or whatever that one was, or Upgrade, or the two that I would have probably chosen.
Okay. Because
Cloud, I mean,
I don't know.
You have no way of knowing what that one's going to be.
I do like the fact that once you get an app, you can't get another one.
Yeah,
so the same people aren't getting.
And it's kind of a mixture of, you know, because a lot of years they've had the thing where I don't remember if it was last season particularly, but there was a season where America literally voted on here's the reward or the thing that you're going to give.
Right.
And they vote on who they wanted to get that specific reward.
Speaking of that, in the first season of Big Brother, America voted who was evicted.
Well, you know, that's the way they do it in some other countries. I was going to say, the way that I heard about Big Brother, the way I started watching Big Brother is when I lived in London.
Uh-huh.
That's the first season of Big Brother that I ever watched, was in England, because it came on there before it came on here.
Right.
And there, they show the nudity on TV.
Right.
So, you know, you can see all of that. You don't have to go to the live feeds or pay for CBS All Access. You just see it all there.
All right. Have we talked enough?
Well, the only other thing that we were going to cover. Well, first of all, I did want to a couple of other things. So, did you have any comments on the two controversies that happened? I don't even know if you were aware of them. So, did you have anything, JC? There was this big. There have been several articles, one in EW and Entertainment Weekly, and I don't know where the other one was, but there were several articles that a lot of people wanted him to be kicked off because of. They were claiming sexual harassment because he was like rubbing some ice cream scoop on a girl and like telling her that she should open her vagina up or something like that. And then he did something. He was massaging one of the guys and rubbed his crotch or something. And
he was, I had saw on the updates that were written that a production had to talk to him about, getting handsy or whatever. So,
And then the other one was, and I don't know which girls it was, but there were a couple of girls in the house that were talking about some hairstyle or something being, did they use the word ghetto, or they used some word that was considered racist, or, and so that was another thing where, you know, some of the people that were watching were telling CBS they should kick them off as well. And CBS put out a comment saying, you know, this is real life. These people are being videoed 24 hours a day. They're going to say things occasionally, you know, that normally people are saying behind closed doors that no one hears. And so, of course, we, after it happens, we tell them, hey, you know, watch what you're saying. You can't say X, Y, Z, but we're not going to kick them off just for slipping up, you know, because they're on camera the whole time that they're in the house. So that was kind of CBS's response to that one.
Okay.
But no, and then we didn't really go over who won the HOHs, so I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that. So the first HOH was the mixture of
Tyler was
Tyler, and that was the one. So actually, the very first game was they split them up into two groups of eight,
right?
And Swaggy, won the first game, his game, and was it Angela that won her game? And then Swaggy won.
They had to do the surfboard thing.
Yeah, and then Swaggy won that. And Angela was talking about being all athletic and everything, and then she ended up not winning. And that's when Swaggy started really getting in the big head, and like he had won two competitions in a row.
Right.
And he selected what group was going to not be evicted.
Right.
And of course, he picked the group that he had entered the house with.
Right.
And so the group that he didn't, the other group had Tyler in it, and those are the ones that played for the HOH.
Right.
And so then Tyler won the HOH, and then this last one was the one that's kind of luck. I mean,
yes.
They tossed the ball into the, it was a city this time, and there were salaries,
right.
But, and that's how Kaylin, but I guess there's not much to really say about those two things. I'm just trying to catch us up on how we got to where we are. Yeah. No.
All right. So if Swaggy C goes up as a replacement nominee, you think he'll be going out the door?
I hope he'll be going out the door.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
I think he will. I think he will. He could surprise me and talk to the right people. But he would have to make some alliances outside of his own. Because I believe the six or whatever they're called, that alliance, I believe they have a couple more numbers than the other one.
Yes.
So I believe, you know, if they all go with how Tyler and Caitlin won it, that they would all vote for Swaggy. And I think that would be enough to get him out. So he would have to really play the game hard and talk to some people. And I hope he goes.
I think if he's a replacement nominee, I tell you one thing that I don't like that they do, and I wish they'd stop doing it. I wish they would stop saying what the vote is, like 7-6, because that way,
oh yeah,
if people didn't know, you know, if Julie just came on and said by a majority, Steve, you're evicted from the Big Brother house, then people could actually vote without retribution.
That's true.
You know, and they wouldn't have to necessarily stick with their, you know, they could vote for themselves rather than with their alliance or whatever.
Right.
And I think it would make it more interesting
if
do that. So the other thing, the one thing that I hate is the term blood on my hands.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yes, I hate it as well because, oh my God. I mean, if that's how you want to play where, oh, I don't want any blood on my hands, you know, the whole way through, you're just trying not to piss anybody off. Then you're not really playing. You're just taking the easy way out every time.
I wish that they would, you know, even if Julie didn't announce the amount of the votes for a couple of weeks, then, or maybe that could be America's vote. Do you want Julie to announce the number of votes or not?
I like it. You know, this is not going to happen probably, but I like it that when America gets to vote on the person evicted, like they did at the first season.
So,
but
there again, you're voting based on what production shows you.
True. That is true.
So,
and they can, and they could really manipulate that. So
that's cool. Well, production manipulates a lot of stuff anyway. And, you know, we had a former podcaster that was on Big Brother.
Oh, really? Which one?
He was on Eat This Hot Show. And it was, I can't remember his name right now off the top of my head. It's
Reagan Fox is Reagan what Fox. Archer is saying in the chat room.
Right. He was on the season with Rachel, redheaded Rachel, her first year. So I
think I saw that season. And I don't think I liked him all that much.
Well, he's
on there. You know, but
anyway.
I mean, no offense if you're listening to this podcast, Reagan.
He's not. So, all right, Adam. Well, I enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, so we're going to do this every week. We're still negotiating. So Big Fatty's contract is pretty long for me to get such an internet celebrity. And, you know, I had to agree to a lot.
Well, there's a huge writer. He has to do all the work.
there's a lot. So, no, actually, we haven't decided. I mean, there is a possibility that we'll record on eviction nights next week. That's bad for Big Fatty. So next week it may be on Sunday again. But I think the best for live folks is if we did it, or even people downloading the podcast, is if we did it after the eviction, because that's the you know, most dramatic part of the week is the eviction.
I think that the fact that we know that Tyler won the power of veto, and you know, that's going to make for an interesting Wednesday. So
true.
But anyway,
we will watch the Twitter. We have a website, buttfirstpodcast.com.
Right. And that's butt with one T.
Yeah. And so we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, everyone.
And from outside the Big Brother house, let's watch
the house guests.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.